This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2023 special is brought to you by Ma Singh.
7:49 in the morning. You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana and Xiaoning. Now, the last few years have not been smooth sailing for the automotive industry, no thanks to the effects of the lockdowns, supply chain disruptions, and chip shortages. Outstanding orders continue to pile up with an estimated number of 264,000 units as people try to enjoy the sales and service tax exemption that came to an end in June this year, but also face lengthy waiting times for their cars.
So everybody, unfortunately, you just have to be patient. Meanwhile, on another note, the newly launched National Energy Policy 2022 to 2040 outlined a goal for Malaysia to grow the electric vehicle market share to 38% by 2040 through the local carbon nation aspiration. But this is quite a tremendous goal because in 2021, only 274 electric vehicles were sold in this country. So from Budget 2022, we did see various incentives to support the take-up of EVs, which included full exemption of import duties, excise duties, as well as sales tax. So what can we expect from Budget 2023 for the automotive industry?
For an outlook on the sector, as well as budget expectations, we speak to Dato' Aisyah Ahmad, President of the Malaysia Automotive Association. Dato', good morning. Thanks very much for joining us. Now, the SST exemption for passenger cars in Malaysia ended on June 30th this year. How have sales been since then, and what are your expectations for the sales for the rest of the year?
The latest data released by MAA has shown that the TIV for year-to-date August 2022 is 447,209 units, was 63% higher than similar corresponding period last year. Given the huge backlog bookings that many MAA members had received prior to 30th June 2022, we believe the automotive industry will continue to perform very well for the remaining months of this year. MAA members are doing their level best to fulfill as many of those bookings as possible over the next couple of months. In light of such environment and barring any unforeseen adverse circumstances, MAA believe the industry will exceed our TIV 2022 forecast of 630,000 units.
Now, we know many industries are struggling with labour shortage issues. So how reliant are foreign players on foreign labour, and has this actually impacted production then?
Automotive industry, the situation varies from state to state. Generally, MAA member companies, especially those with assembly plants within the Klang Valley, do employ a certain number of foreign workers for low-skilled jobs such as production operators and general workers. These companies also face perennial issues of retaining their local workers. Nonetheless, the situation is not as serious when compared to perhaps the automotive component companies or suppliers. Many vendors, especially the smaller ones located within Klang Valley, face difficulties in getting local workers and hence have to rely heavily on foreign workers. The reopening of the economy had led to higher demand for workers. Many companies face difficulties and restrictions in hiring foreign labor. We understand from our member companies outside Klang Valley, such as Malacca and Kedah, that they do not face much difficulties in hiring local workers. This is perhaps due to the lesser competition among industries for workforce in these states.
So how has the weakened ringgit then impacted auto players? Can we expect another round of price increases in the near future?
The weakening of the Malaysian ringgit against major foreign currencies, especially USD, is hurting almost every sector of the economy, including the automotive industry. Costs of doing business have gone up, particularly for those whose external business transactions are conducted in US dollar. We are not in a position to comment whether there will be price increases in car prices in the near future, as it will be up to the companies to decide on increases. This is a business decision which individual car companies will decide, and depending on the quantum of cost increases, its financial implication and their business strategies. However, most car companies would have hedged their confirmed orders once orders had been placed.
And then we continue to hear of the backlog of orders due to the surge of demand, not just in Malaysia, but also globally. Does this situation still persist?
The chip shortages are still affecting the industry and has dampened the production of new motor vehicles worldwide. However, not all models are affected. The CBU models, particularly those at the higher end range with more electronic features, seems to be most affected. Shipment delays and chip shortages in Europe had affected many brands, especially from Europe. Nonetheless, we understand from some of our members that measures have been put in place to source alternative supply for some of the affected chips. This, in a way, will help to mitigate the adverse impact of their businesses.
Now, Dato, under the National Energy Policy 2022-2040, Malaysia aims to grow the electric vehicle market share to 38%. But what steps are needed to be taken to transform the automotive industry towards electrification?
MAA supports the move to grow the EV market share in line with global trends and the need to protect our environment. At present, the local market for EVs is still very small, around 2% of annual TIV. Price and availability of charging stations throughout the country are the main reasons. Even with tax exemption incentives provided by the government, the cheapest electric car is still beyond the reach of most ordinary rakyat. For example, the cheapest EV, such as the Nissan Leaf, which costs from around 145,000 onwards, is way higher than our national cars, which cost below 60,000 ringgit for a B-segment car. In most successful EV markets overseas, government policy support has so far played a key role. Even in developed economies like USA and EU, the governments are providing some kind of financial incentives to encourage buyers to switch to EV. The policies for EV development should also be long-term oriented, say, 10 years or more instead of short-term in nature. Like what was announced in Budget 2022, incentives for 2 to 4 years only. The implementation of EV industry in Malaysia ought to be carried out in stages in order for the industry to sustain the longer run. For example, start with incentivizing the industry to introduce models first in CBU vehicle form, followed by CKD vehicles subsequently in stages. More infrastructure, particularly charging stations, ought to be built throughout the country, not only in major cities. The government commitment to ensure 10,000 charging stations by 2025 will definitely boost EV sales in future. More direct incentives to buyers of EVs, such as corporate incentives to employers providing EV corporate cars, individual tax reliefs, etc., should be explored. Also, government fleets should be encouraged to use EVs.
So looking ahead to Budget 2023, what do you hope to see for the automotive industry, both for auto players and also for consumers?
MAA hopes the government will continue to provide some form of incentives, just like SST exemption for passenger cars under the Penjana scheme. These exemptives have been very effective as it helps to generate strong consumer interest and demand for new vehicles. The consumers have benefited from lower prices of vehicles. It also helps to revive the local automotive industry after 2 years of hardship due to the impact of COVID-19 pandemic. MAA also hopes that the government will consider providing a longer validity period for incentives, for example, 7 to 10 years instead of short-term duration incentives for EVs. This is to follow the vehicle life cycle development. Incentives for infrastructure development for EVs, such as more charging stations to be made available throughout Malaysia. For the automotive industry, which is very capital intensive, it is not viable for MAA members to consider short-term oriented investment projects. It will also be difficult for members to get the support and buy-in from the overseas principals if the investment projects are short term in nature.
Dato' Aisyah, thanks very much for speaking with us. That was Dato' Aisyah Ahmad, President of the Malaysia Automotive Association. 7:59 in the morning, we're heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, on the Breakfast Grill, I'll be speaking to His Excellency Hermono, Ambassador of Indonesia to Malaysia. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2023 special was brought to you by Masing. Reinvent spaces, enhance life.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.